Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new addition to the Boston Common officially opens tomorrow. It's a permanent monument to Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, who met in Boston. And I'm standing before it now with Imari Paris Jeffries, executive director of Embrace, the group that oversaw the installation. Hi, Imari.
Hello, good morning. So excited to be here and so excited to be sharing this memorial with you. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to build a memorial in Boston and America's oldest public park.
Would you mind describing for folks what it's like to stand here and what we're seeing?
I mean, the first time I saw it, I cried. And someone said to me before I saw it for the first time, Imari, when you see it, you're going to cry. And I said, I've seen monuments before. I'm not going to cry when I see a monument. And I actually did. I think the scale and the magnitude is what is one of the things that makes this monument awe-inspiring when you see it. It is two stories high. The plaza is four stories wide. And despite the fact that we're in the middle of the city, it's a quiet place, and so it's a place of both contemplation and joy simultaneously. And so I think it's one of America's most miraculous pieces of public art.
I've read about it, but I didn't realize it was going to have so many details, like the wrinkles on his fingers and things like that.
Yeah, what made this incredible is, you know, there are roughly 12 industrial 3D printers in the country, and during this process we utilized 8 of them. And so the details, you know, both the artists who crafted the embrace and the pieces, and Hank Willis Thomas's vision of a hug, right? This idea of a hug being both a representation of vulnerability and security, the inspiration of the photo of Dr. King and Mrs. King embracing was why this was chosen. And in the photo, when you hug someone, you know, sometimes someone's the top hugger, someone's the bottom hugger. Mrs. King is on the bottom of the hug. And you could see the joy and the love in the photo, but you could see Mrs. King literally holding the weight of Dr. King in her arms. And it also speaks to the power of Black women and women in general being the anchors and the keepers of movements in this country. And so to have a memorial not only honor Dr. King, but Mrs. King was important to us.
When you said patina, do you mean like the color of it?
The color, right. So you see that it is darker. And some of the images that people saw online, it was super bright, shiny, and similar to the Chicago Bean, except it was gold. And so we decided that this matched the aesthetic of the Common. This was Boston. Boston is bronze, it's heavy, it's understated, it's elegant. And we wanted it also to talk to the Shaw Memorial up the street, which is also the same bronze patina. And because we're in New England and it's winter a lot and it's cold a lot and it's sandy and salty a lot, we wanted something that was built to last, and this will be here for generations, and something that's shiny and glassy. We would be spending a lot of resources just keeping it polished, and we didn't think that was a good use of anyone's resources to do that.
The great thing about public art, like you mentioned, it's going to be here for a long time. Have you thought about what you want it to mean to people in like 100 years, 200 years?
Yeah, you know, I think when people come, they'll definitely make their own meaning, and that was very important to Hank. You know, it looks different from different angles, and, you know, we'll take, in a few minutes, we'll walk in the center of it. It'll be as if you will be standing in the center of a hug, and we want that.
I also read that it's the largest monument to racial equity in the country. Is that the case, and were you going for that?
We were, and it is the largest American-made bronze statue in the country. It is Boston's Statue of Liberty. And so I think when people come here, I hope they feel a sense of pride and ownership that this was created in Boston and that the King's origin story started here.
So as you mentioned, this is a historic city. This is a historic place, the Common. So what does it mean? How does it change the meaning of the whole place to have this included?
Yeah, there hasn't been a memorial built in the Common in 60 years. There's been a moratorium of building things here. And many of the other monuments and memorials, one, don't look like this and don't represent the amount of diverse peoples as this memorial does. And I was talking to some other folks, and they said they were surprised that we were able to pull this off. And because this has been a project that's been in the making for over 20 years, when Mayor Menino was the mayor of the city, there's always been talks to build a memorial for Dr. King. The only acknowledgement that Dr. King has in a significant way is a small plaque on Mass Ave on the side of a brownstone that's oftentimes covered with brush when it's summertime. And, you know, that says a lot for a city where every single corner, every single street sign, Sam Adams walked here, John Quincy Adams walked here. And so for such a historic city not to acknowledge the Kings has been a sad chapter in Boston's history, and I think we're emerging from that.
So I didn't realize you could walk into it. Can we walk into it?
Yeah. So there's probably like eight.
Wow.
Eight people could stand here. And so like it, we really captured, Hank really captured all of the elements of that photo, from the bracelet, the cuffs on his sleeves, the buttons. We are literally standing in the center of a hug. We're being hugged.
Yeah.
By the Kings, or by our loved ones, by our ancestors. And so that's part of the magic and the point of this memorial.
You mentioned Chicago's Bean. Did you want this to be a ubiquitous, you know, symbol of the city that people think of whenever they think of Boston?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you and I have to take a picture, and we'll have to post it on Instagram later. I think this will be one of the most Instagram sites in the city. I hope people Instagram their proposals. I hope they Instagram their birthdays. I hope they take their wedding pictures here. And so it is also a place of joy. So it's a memorial, it's a place of history, but a place of joy. And so I'm excited that it's going to be all those things to a wide group of people.
Imari Paris Jeffries, Executive Director of Embrace, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.